Okay, maybe boys will be boys. Maybe it isn't so bad if he spends hours playing FIFA. Seeing as most boys are interested in going out, and only God knows what they get up to when they're with their friends. So I guess I should lay off him when he wants to play his game. But in response to Ian, I've actually asked my boyfriend if I could have a turn of playing FIFA to see what was so good about the game. But he refused to let me have a go because I wasn't skilled enough to play. I wasn't on the same level as him, and he can't be bothered to watch an amateur play. So I still have no idea what's so addictive about this game. But instead, he insisted that I play Grand Theft Auto only because he had already completed the game, and he let me rob a few cars, fight a few people, and that was it. And trust me, Ian, I've done my research, and there are thousands of girls that feel the same way as me, so the game is definitely to blame. Anyway, besides that, I understand men and their need for their games and gadgets, but there are also many hours in the day for men to play games like FIFA. I have activities that I like doing every day, but I make sure that doesn't affect my talking time with my boyfriend or anyone else for that matter. Most girls can even do their activities and still talk or text their partners without any problems, but then again, asking a male to multitask is asking for a bit too much. I know I make it sound so dramatic, but why can't boys have a set time where they play their games rather than playing it when they're with their girlfriends? I'm sure they can play the game before their partner arrives, or they can easily save the game and then carry on from where they left off. I'm going to contradict myself here, but in a way I'm happy he spends his nights playing FIFA because I'd rather him be indoors at night than being out and about. So I shouldn't really complain, but I can't help that I enjoy speaking to him. The only time I really get mad is when I'm saying something important and his head's stuck in the game, otherwise I don't really complain. My main point is that men should have separate times for their games and their girlfriends, then everyone will be happy. And just before I finish this podcast, I found a letter on the internet from a female who's expressing the way she feels about her husband playing with his game console. She's wrote, "I am the only female who sometimes wishes she can pick up a PS3 or Xbox game console and smash it on the wall. It annoys me when I see my husband taking me for granted every time he starts playing his game. I know he loves playing it and I'm not asking him to stop, but be considerate and remember I exist. That's all I ask. These are the reasons why I hate when you play your game. I hate that I only cease to exist when you start playing your boring games. I hate that I must not stand or pass in front of the TV if you're playing your game. If I do, you scream, can you move? Can you bend over, disappear, or better yet, go sleep or visit your mother? I hate when I ask you a question and you say, shh. I hate when you finish your game, you suddenly remember I exist, so you start calling me honey, sweetie, baby, can you heat up my food? I'm starving. Mostly, you go to work all week and you spend the weekends playing that stupid FIFA game. Hello, where am I in the picture? Don't make me annoyed to the point where you have to choose between me and your game. Your game will not warm your bed at night, neither will it cook your food or encourage you when you're down, so be wise."